What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Do karate with my ice light tag key.
Okay.
I feel like I did not pronounce the word latte correctly.
Okay, so that's what I was going to say. I was going to say.
Do karate with my ice latte.
I loved it. I really loved it. I was just confused about what the iced thing was. I thought it was iced lightning.
Ooh.
I thought it was like you're trying to mush the syllables.
I was going latte, but somehow just Charlie Brown, the football got pulled right at the end. I was feeling it.
It's amazing how many times I've thought I've been on the right path. With a scat, and then you get in. It's like the eye of a hurricane.
Oh yeah, I mean you're just looking at that train. You're like, I can beat that. I can beat that train, no problem.
That's exactly it. So the music starts going.
Yes.
And you have one mental run through because it does the same drop at the very beginning, and you time it out. And you're like, that's it.
Oh man,
I've never done that. Well, that's why yours are always terrible.
Mine are awesome.
Yeah, we know that you're not going to get another shot because we're an unrelenting group of people.
Yeah.
We're not going to forgive. We're going to commemorate, save the file, and
there's only so much RAM.
Yeah, you're not going to lose it. But welcome into the Spitballers, episode 168. Would you rather on the show today? We'll be answering some life advice questions, and we'll be completing the mascot battle royale. We'll be doing the NHL today. Now, Jason knows so little about the NHL, he asked openly whether many of these teams were real. And
what was the Florida?
You thought there was like
Panthers.
A Wolves or something?
Oh, yeah. Well,
you thought the Hollywood Wolves
Google
were a
team? Google said
there
was a Hollywood Wolves. I'm like, all right, I'm surprised that Hollywood has a team because it's not even a real city.
But the mascots are what matter here.
Hold on. Hollywood is not a real city.
Correct. Hollywood is not a real city.
Hold on.
Do you want to make sure of that?
I will Google,
as
but I'm like, pretty confident.
As in your address cannot be Hollywood?
It can technically be Hollywood, but it is not.
Wouldn't that say
it's a
that
district within the city of Los Angeles?
There it is. Boom, bam.
But your address can be in Hollywood.
I mean, it's.
Wouldn't that mean you live in Hollywood?
I think, real place?
I
think we're wrong on this one to question him.
No, yeah. You're saying you were talking to Mike there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
But
I used to live
there. Okay, yeah, you used to live there. that's exactly my point.
Well, no, you can live in New England, but that's not a state or a
city.
Mike's saying you could put it on your
your address.
Your post.
When someone sends you a piece of mail, does it say?
You can't put Tinseltown on there, can you?
No. Does it say Hollywood on the envelope or not?
This is a thing in the United States of America where you can have an address that has like almost like a DBA of the city name when you actually
They'll find you.
That you're actually located in a legitimate the actual city, the incorporated city is
Los Angeles.
Right. And that's all throughout the country. This is not exclusive to Hollywood. But yes,
real place and it's in an address.
But I and that's fine. I'm not saying it's not a place. I'm saying it's not a city.
Okay, well whatever, it's a village. I don't care.
Right. I don't know when it's appropriate to move on. You guys are in a spirited debate.
Because this is just this. People come here to learn, and we're
I'm not learning anything.
We're learning right now.
You're learning a ton. You're learning that Hollywood is not its own city.
I'm learning you can live in a place that's not a real place, but you can still get your mail there.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
Even though we all agree it's not real.
Yeah.
Well, but there is a city in California called West Hollywood.
Well,
that's an actual city.
Oh, it is? It's formally a city?
Yep.
Just not regular Hollywood?
So correct. How does that... That's so confusing.
There is no east side of Hollywood, is what you're saying.
That's right. There's only west side.
There's only west.
Look, I mean, it's the West Side Story from Hollywood.
Ooh, I'm a shark.
Spitballers Pod on Twitter, Apple Podcasts. Thank you for subscribing, reviewing the show over there. We read them. We appreciate them. And, I was going to say we're going to jump into Would You Rather, but I don't even have the button.
Oh, no.
So that's
Producers.
Al's fault. There it is.
Would You Rather.
I do I do need to apologize real quick. Sorry. Sorry to cut you off there, Andy. I said producers, implying that it was the fault of our producing team that the button was there was not there. Well, but in fact, it was just one of them.
I'll take partial responsibility.
Because the button was there.
The button, well, I mean.
Was the button there?
No, the button. Look, I just accept a partial responsibility. He normally puts them really elegantly at the top in order of what's happening on the show.
Ah,
that's where I look.
So this is a Ron Burgundy situation.
He had last week's drops in there because he gives this show no attention.
Mm.
Would you rather, Jonathan from the website.
It's got 6 zip codes.
Oh, my gosh. Would you rather have anything or have everything? What does that even mean?
Oh, let's get deep.
What is happening today?
Let's get deep.
Would you rather have anything or have everything? So is this just like...
Well, look, if you have everything, nothing is special.
Yeah, but
if you have everything, do you have nothing? Is that the same thing? Because, you know, we all... The phrase, everyone is special, but if everyone is special, that means that nobody is special. Mathematically, it cancels itself out. So mm-hmm. If you have everything, do you in fact have nothing?
I believe that is the case. I believe if you have everything...
I do feel like you strip things from people.
You strip.
If you say everybody's special, you strip the ability to have a special moment or a special day or a special accomplishment.
Absolutely. And really what you're doing is you're just lying. of all, because everyone's not special.
I've met plenty of people who are like, that is the plainest person I've ever met.
Yeah, you are.
There is nothing significant or special about
them. How would you describe them?
Ordinary.
I would just say they're unspecial. It's like one of my unspecial friends.
Run of the mill.
Total plain vanilla yogurt.
Yeah. So I still am having a hard time with this one because, you know, is this like a warehouse? Do I have everything in a warehouse? Or do I have everything at my disposal? Isn't having everything at my disposal the same as having anything at my disposal?
Well, here's the thing. If you have everything, think about the vastness of that, right? You have the world. It's all yours. Which just means that that none of that matters. If you have anything you want, then that one thing you want becomes extremely valuable, and you could put it where you live.
It's like, look at lunch. What do you want for lunch? Yeah, anything. What if you say, what do you want for lunch? Everything.
Well, now I'm taking the everything. Now that you put it in lunch terms, you totally swayed me to the other side. Because if you ask, like, if I go to a restaurant and they say you can have anything you want, my order would...
That's what they... Yeah, do you want anything or do you want everything?
If they say you can have anything you want, I would want everything. I would say, yes, please.
I can't wrap my head around the practicality of this question. Because do you get anything you want anytime you want? Or is this purely philosophical here?
I think this is philosophy. You don't come to the Spitballers podcast for actionable advice. You come for deep
So then I'm with you. I'm with you on the if you have everything you have, nothing is unique and special. It's like when I was a kid, I still tell my kids this. Like if I wanted to collect sports cards today, you know, I could just go buy a bunch of packs of sports cards or go on eBay and buy a bunch of things.
Because you're a grown man.
Because I'm a grown man.
You got some money in your pocket.
I could waste some of my money in that way. But as a kid, it was like I saved like 3 allowances to buy one pack. And that pack was uniquely special because it took time to get. Or Christmas came. And why Christmas was special is I got 3 or 4 things I could never afford.
Let me put it this way, Andy. Let's say you had everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's your birthday.
Yeah, I get nothing.
How much does that suck?
It's not special.
No.
Because you already have everything.
What, you're going to get
doubles?
What
if it was your birthday every day?
Doubles?
Or it's just one day?
Yeah, exactly. I've seen a great video. I think Elmo might have been behind it about what if...
The Elmo?
The one
the
and
philosopher.
Only.
The
director.
Where
from Hollywood.
It was Christmas every day.
Yeah.
And they thought it was like the wish came true and then it sucked because...
Oh, they know that's in the Duck Kids, Donald Duck on the, it's Mickey number 2. Mickey's Christmas special number 2.
Ah, maybe that's what it is. I'll bet there's more than one of these stories.
No. They could only tell that story once. But so I don't know. We've probably covered this. Look, we're 168 episodes in to this podcast. We're over
Lucky
1,000.
Number 168.
We're over 1,000 podcasts in on the fantasy football. So I don't know what we have and what we have not talked about. But this is, we think we want everything, right? Like you, I'm, okay. I want to have it all, and I'm going to just, but I'm going to narrow this down to the streaming debate, the streaming conversation, because I know that you two are on the complete opposite side. I believe.
Let's see.
When a new show is released,
oh yes,
should every episode be available at release, or should it be once a week? Do you want everything, or you just want to have something?
If you release one episode at a time, it is because your platform is tiny and you don't have enough catalog for me to blast through it, and you're worried about hooking me and keeping my money longer. No, you give me everything.
You're talking to Disney Plus.
I'm talking to Disney Plus.
And HBO.
HBO and who else? There's at least one more.
Yeah, you
Apple TV.
All the platforms.
Everybody but Netflix.
Well, no, actually, Netflix does that too. They don't only release it that way.
Yeah, they only.
There's shows on Netflix that go one at a time.
I have never seen a one at a time show on Netflix since House of Cards.
All right, maybe it's been a while.
Yeah.
No, they're like, here, stuff your face.
Yeah.
You can't get enough. Here's more.
I think I
feed that addiction.
Do you want everything, or do you just want the one?
I like one a week.
I love one a week.
I think it gives you something to look forward to.
Let's just be
clear with the listenership. Jason is not the case study focus group that these companies are looking for. Jason, the other day, and I'm just going to quote him.
Mr. Menu Everything over here.
Let me just quote Jason Moore. The other day, within recent memory, he said, my wife and I just started Peaky Blinders, the show. At lunch today.
So lay the foundation for this. Because I'm aware of the title. I don't know when it came out. I have no idea how many episodes there are, how many seasons there are. But I think that's very important for the context of this.
There are 5 full seasons of Peaky Blinders.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. The other day he says, we're just started Peaky Blinders. We like it so far. At lunch today, he said, we have a few episodes left of Peaky Blinders. This was not a large amount of time.
Look, that's not on me. This is by the order of the Peaky Blinders. I had to watch it that fast. But in my defense, if I could have another gripe on streaming shows.
More seasons.
More episodes per season. Because, look, and I think I can get you guys on my side on this one thing.
Okay.
The Peaky Blinders, which is a great show, not a sponsor.
So now that you've watched it all, is it a good show?
Is a great show. Okay. Fantastic. Not for everybody.
Scarecrow's in it, right?
But yes, Scarecrow is in it. He's outstanding. But there's only 6 episodes every single season, which is insane.
That's like a night. That's one night for you.
Well, it's half a night, but I would say that, you know, that's what do they call those when a limited series? You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. That's what they're doing that every season. 6 episodes, not enough. Get your act together.
Yeah. Okay.
But
wait,
who does?
I mean, 6. Yes, I agree.
6 is a limited amount.
10 is the barometer for this. Is
that
a
like
full season.
Stranger Things, like 8 or 9 or 10, somewhere around there?
Somewhere around there.
All right. Well, we should move on.
So I'm changing my answer officially to everything.
Yeah. Jennifer from Patreon, would you rather have a perpetually runny nose or perpetually watery eyes?
Man.
I have this problem with one of my eyes.
You have perpetually
still
watery.
Have one eye that just
watery
waters?
Eye?
Yeah, my the left side of my left eye is always watery.
Wait, hold on. So it's one side.
That's right.
Of one eye.
Is this tear duct dilemma?
I could be.
No,
tear ducts are on the inside.
Yeah, there's only one tear duct.
Yeah, so it's not. Okay, so we've ruled that out. Not a tear duct problem.
It's my outside tear duct.
I've got 4 tear ducts. You should see me cry.
Well, there's your problem.
I go nuts when there's a sad movie on. I could drown someone.
I cry quattro.
Now, do you? Are you feeling extra sad on the left side of your body?
I might be. I mean, this could be a stroke situation. I'm
not
sure.
No, no.
Like I mean, not a doctor, so I'm not entirely sure, but I do know. Here's what's crazy is like
looks a little watery.
I don't know,
right now.
I don't know if you guys see me do this a lot, but I'll bet you anything that we've got literally thousands of hours of recording. The amount that I do this and touch and get that
you wipe that spot?
I thought you were just thinking.
This is how I think. I touch a side of my eye and I go,
everyone's got a tick from time to time.
A thinking tick, yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was yours.
No, mine's rubbing my lips.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've seen you do that, too.
I always rub my, when I'm deep in thought, I don't know that I'm rubbing my lips. I'm always rubbing my lips. But I...
You're a weird guy, Ace.
We've all got our idiosyncrasies. I just got a few more.
That explains why sitting over here at this desk, I've always thought you were crying. And Mike has never thought you were crying.
Right, you're on my left. So now, what was the other option? Oh, runny nose all the time.
I mean, a runny nose is...
In this day and age, that's you're not allowed.
That's like socially unacceptable.
Yeah, it's true.
Also, you've stayed relatively healthy for touching your eyes and your lips all day long.
Yeah, I have. I'm a pretty... What's crazy is for all of my lack of...
hygiene.
No, I've got good hygiene, but for all of my lack of...
Willpower.
Willpower is a good one. You can add that to the list. Taking care of myself.
Okay.
I think that's, you know, health-wise, mm-hmm. physical activity, discipline, those things, all of those.
I think we were, exhibit A was that you've consumed 30 hours of Peaky Blinders in about 2 days.
I mean, it's Peaky Blinders. but we have had blood tests, you know, done for doctor visits and we've gotten insurance as a company and we've all had to go get our health checked up on. And every single time, I'm healthy as a horse. I don't have blood pressure problems. I don't have pre-diabetes, which is shocking because I should.
He's been buying blood from someone else for a long time.
I'm a pretty healthy fella. And that is something I should never have verbalized out loud.
Does it give you a false sense of security?
No, it gives me a jinx I don't want to live with.
All right. The stuff, I don't know if the runny nose, I could handle that. But runny eyes.
I wipe my tear on my eye all the time. I don't feel like I immediately need to go wash my hands. If I wipe...
You wash your hands if you blow your nose or something?
If I wipe my nose, like if I, my nose is draining and I wipe it, I am...
It's super gross if you use your bare hand.
Well, sometimes you have to. If you don't have a tissue or something...
Just give a little flick.
I feel like that hand is now unusable.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Fair.
Like, I, if you have to wipe up a runny nose, now it's like I'm down to one hand. I've got one wipe left. I better not be driving, or I'm going to be driving with my chin.
I think I've talked about on this show that as a wee lad, the allergies and everything that I had to deal with, that I would often do the bull ring with the mm-hmm, Kleenex, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. where you twist it up.
Both sides of the nose.
Yeah, because you get to the point where your nose is just so raw.
You poor thing.
That it, you know, I appreciate that. Thank you. But part of that, then, as a younger lad, I would often go to just like a full hand swipe up.
Ooh, that sounds gross.
That's how you get green hair.
Well, no, that's exactly where I'm going. And not the hair, but apparently when I was like a 4 or 5 year old, I would always just have a shiny, crusty looking forehead.
No, you put boogers on your forehead?
I dragged it all the way up. And now, like, my youngest, who, bless his soul, he inherited the... he inherited the schnoz of his old man and all of the mucus problems. He, too, has joined the club with the shiny forehead.
Now I can think of a product to cure these ills. Now you used to roll up the Kleenex put Kleenex on both sides. That's not going to stay there long. That's not a permanent fix.
You'd be surprised.
But what if there were basically like plugs with a strap that went behind your head and just held your nose closed?
You want your nose closed?
Is your nose open when you bull ring it with Kleenex? When you shove Kleenex
above
nostrils?
No, but it's not restricting the flow.
But it doesn't sound like this. Hey, everybody.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm down for the strap.
I mean, I don't deal with...
You could at least do like fun animal noses then.
Oh, that's true.
Like
a little pig nose.
Or a pig nose.
They didn't have allergy medicine when you were a kid, eh?
Oh, they had it.
No match for you?
Yeah, allergy medicine.
That was pre Claritin days.
Yeah, that's a racket. That's snake oil.
Right. I'm going to vote for the runny nose.
There was a question.
Because I think that the perpetually watery eyes, not just one side of one eye like Jason, but if both my eyes were watery all the time, it just makes life difficult.
It does, but one's Wiping your eye is, I think, far more socially acceptable than wiping a runny nose.
Exactly. You're
so you're worried about the wipe, not how it affects, like, my vision being obfuscated by tears all the time.
That was an incredibly big word.
Yeah. O-B-F.
I am so impressed right now.
You don't even know if it's real.
No, I know.
I assume it's real.
I just can't spell it or say it.
John from Patreon, would you rather have to poop underwear or poop? Wait.
What's funny is this kind of made sense because I know that there are dogs who have eaten underwear and they have to poop it out.
All right, let me try that again.
Would you rather poop underwear
yeah.
or wear it?
I didn't read that well. John from Patreon, would you rather have to poop underwater or poop in zero gravity?
Interesting.
Well, this one's really easy unless you constrain the underwater one, because if I am pooping underwater in the ocean, that's fine.
Is that fine?
See, it is. I'm pooping underwater in my pool or in a bathtub or somewhere constrained where it's floating around me like zero gravity, that's a different story.
But both are floating around you, right? Like, no matter what, even if you're in the ocean.
Don't care.
It's floating around you. But my point is this.
The salt takes care of it.
Yeah, sanitary.
Wait, does the salt really? No, that was a lie. Okay, you almost got me there. You almost gullibled me into this. The salt kills all the bacteria.
He starts putting salt.
Salt on it.
Oh, man.
Dog threw up. Just put some salt on it. You're fine.
Starts taking dumps in the kitchen.
Yeah, man. That would be great, though, if you could just put some salt on it. Like, we got a huge bacteria problem. Just put some salt. But my point is, like, when you're in zero gravity, there's nothing connecting. I mean, there's technically still molecules there, right? Like, there's gas, but there's liquid around you that is connecting you to the fecal matter. In water. But
that's worse than zero
gravity. In zero gravity, it's away from me and nothing is connecting
it to me. Just depends on what kind of number two we got today.
Okay. Oh, that's
so
a good...
water may come with the package.
Oh, man. Zero gravity is worse for the loosey-goosey deuce.
Astronauts have to have some type of vacuum, right?
They have
to. Oh, yeah. They don't...
A vacuum toilet,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's...
More of... I think it would be the opposite of a vacuum, right? Like it...
What, like blowing? Because that's not good.
Wait.
Just stay in there. You stay in.
Okay, hold on. No, I'm not talking about getting it out of your body. They don't have a vacuum to get it out of the body. There's no way.
No, I know, but it's like you sit, you like, I'm imagining some kind of just a vacuum hose that just goes right up next to the bum, and while you're going, you just hold the button and turns it on. Because if there's nothing, if it's just you and zero gravity and a hole, it's not going in there. It's not happening.
Well, no, it's not going to go. You're not going to sit on a toilet. Maybe what they do is
you can't sit.
No, I know.
Where's
but
it going?
Okay, I've got an idea. Here's what I would do. Now, NASA, if you're listening.
I'm sure they have not figured. They're still struggling.
But listen, if all you do
we
is.
We got to the moon. But we
you,
can't,
take off, you take off
can't
that
poop
suit.
In space.
You take off that suit. And you just do your duty. You just squeeze one out. Okay. Ziploc bag, man. You just hover right over that. Zip it up. Done. Air grab of your turd. You just net, like a butterfly in a beautiful net. You you just put it right over, zip it up. You can keep it as trophies or expel it into space, whatever you want.
Well, that's where the loosey-goosey is a problem. I thought you were going to say there was a part of the space station or the spacecraft where you go, you do just go into the zero gravity, then you leave that area, and then you
airlock
just
it
airlock
out.
Right.
Well, that's where I was saying the blower is
to get hold the poo, or do we?
No,
do we
adjust it? Is there a poo room?
There has to be poop in space. There has to be now.
There is poop floating. We definitely ejected into space. I know that for a fact.
Do we really?
Yeah. Awesome.
We
that is awesome.
Do.
This
we
space
don't,
is claimed as ours.
We do not bring it back. No, we blast that stuff out into the great beyond.
This was actually on my list as one of the liar facts that there's like 96 bags of poop on the moon right now.
Thank you.
Wait,
why
sent it
on
to the
moon?
Oh, because of the moon's gravity. It just loves it.
The
there's
moon
no gravity
landings.
On the moon, is there?
There's some gravity.
Wait, say that again?
From the moon landings.
They Hold took on. 96 what? Turns. Man, when you land on the moon, you got to go. Listen, you might go twice. You might go four times. But if you step foot on that moon, you got to turn.
No.
96 Wait. Bags of poop on the
okay,
moon?
Okay, so no, this has to be they landed on the moon and they brought everything out.
Correct.
Okay.
So there's 96 poops on the way to the moon?
There's an
infinitely
growing space.
The six Apollo missions that landed on the moon produced 96 bags of waste.
Okay, but that doesn't mean
that
they're on.
That seems like a children's book. The 96 bags of poop on the moon.
They didn't leave them on the moon, did
they?
They
did. Pass it around.
Why would you leave it on? You have the infinite space of space. And you're going to be like, let's leave it here so we can. Someone's going to find this.
Wait, you're saying, why don't you just swing it and huck it?
All
into
you
got to
do is one. I mean, if you just give one little light toss in a direction away, it's going forever.
Well, but that thing.
Till it lands in some.
What if that thing hits orbit and comes back to the space station?
What would we do if we found the space poop of another creature?
Oh, my
would that,
goodness.
What if that was the first
the
sign
of life?
Intelligence life? On another planet was we found a bag full of green
you find
purple
a bag
poop
says,
some
take a whiff of this.
Yes, that's what it says. Well, that's what we write on ours. I don't know what the aliens would do.
Take a whiff of this.
Just pranking aliens, man. It's totally worth it.
What was there a question here?
I have no idea. A pooping in zero gravity or
or underwater. I'm totally taking zero gravity now.
Yeah, you got to go.
Really? You both think that?
Let me ask
water,
you this.
Look, the water means that poop can get into my ears. That's my concern.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Your ears, your eyes. And also, try to Ziploc bag that thing underwater. It's going to be very... Yeah. It's possible, but it's going to be moving away from you as you try to approach.
Haven't all of us had one of our kids at one point in time take a dump in the pool?
No, never.
In the pool?
None of you have had to clean up poop in a pool.
No.
What about poop in a...
Good parent alert.
What about a poop in a... Yeah, the good parents keep their... Toddlers from pooping.
Oh, keep them in diapers.
No, you put them in a swim diaper.
What about the bathtub?
Nope. We've never had a tub poop either.
I don't know. Maybe my wife
I've
does.
Had
does
to
happen.
Clean up a
yes.
tub poop.
I understand. And that certainly does happen.
It was a great time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But are we moving on now?
I know what I'm doing after the show.
Zero gravity pooping?
Oh, I wish. No, that is researching how scientists poop. In space, and I don't know why they're scientists. They might not be astronauts. Was the word I was looking for, but specifically now scientists. I want to
know
how
research how scientists poop on Earth.
Yes,
so scientists have got to.
Have
do
they
it.
Figured out something better than what I'm doing?
Okay, I have an alert for you.
Okay,
so in 2018, NASA spent $23 million on a new and improved toilet for astronauts on the International Space Station.
There we go.
To get around the problems of zero gravity bathroom breaks, the new toilet is specially designed vacuum toilet.
Yes,
there are two parts.
Yes,
a hose with a funnel at the end for peeing. And
yes,
wow, Mike.
Yes,
a small raised toilet seat for pooping.
I would have done this for $18 million, NASA. I was here the whole time.
Now, this brings up a new problem.
Yes.
Oh, no. Let's keep it going.
We might need to choose the underwater because I don't have $23 million to make this. I mean, if they had to invest $23 million to fix this problem, it sounds like pooping in zero gravity is
we
a no-win situation.
Do we have any pool toilets that have been invented down at the bottom of the pool?
All you got to do is take that little cleaner off the end of that tube. And then just done. Done. I saved money. I didn't even have to spend on this thing.
Feel bad for the pool guy.
A little Barracuda.
All right.
Barracuda. Let's go.
It's Barrapoopa. It's right there, Jason.
You know, number two is how I went.
Oh,
I thought
okay.
It worked.
Okay. That was a lot of poop talk.
Al, I know that you want us to stay here, but do I have permission to move on?
You do.
Spitballers to the rescue.
Alec from Patreon, I am getting married in 12 months.
Oh, congratulations, Alec.
Yeah.
And divorced in 16.
Oh, that's
no,
so
that's
sad,
not
Alec.
What he said. He said, I'm getting married in 12 months, and I got to get it right and get it tight before the beach honeymoon.
Yes, you do.
What actor's body should I be aspiring towards?
Ooh.
What muscles should be most important?
I mean, there's only one answer to this.
Okay, let's hear it.
I mean, it's Ryan Reynolds by...
Okay.
10 billion.
What about Baby Goose? Doesn't he got
no,
what it takes?
Give me a break. Ryan Reynolds and Baby Goose get in a fight, and Baby Goose is going to look like a little boy in there getting
so what
beat around by Ryan Reynolds.
What movie Ryan Reynolds is your ideal physique?
That's a great question, Mike. Deadpool is obviously, he's a superhero, right? So yeah, he's like shredded for that. But I'm going to go with a surprising answer. Maybe it's recency bias, but it's Free Guy. Because in Free Guy, the new movie...
No, he's not shredded in that movie too, is he?
Dude, he is.
No, they
is
have a fake
on...
character though.
No. I'm not talking about the end of the movie where it's his face on some other giant, you know, making the Rock look like a tiny
spoilers.
Guy's body. Sorry. So let me just say the truth here.
Dude, right, okay, go.
I
do it.
Watched this movie.
Uh-huh.
And he is known in this movie for just wearing a blue shirt. He's just got a blue shirt on.
Yes.
That's
spoiler.
It. Sorry. And the whole movie, front to back, all I could think of the whole time is, damn, he looks good. Like, I couldn't even wrap my head around how he's older than me. He's 44.
That's
and
why
I'm like,
I was upset.
I'm so upset. And he's funny. And he's got good.
I got
okay,
you.
Someone's in love.
I am in love with Ryan Reynolds. I am 100%.
I do not have a problem
guilty
with this.
Guilty as charged.
I would go for the Paul Giamatti beach bot.
Ooh, I can achieve that.
I think you can get there.
I could. Yeah, I mean, that's more my cup of tea.
Or the guy from Lady in the Water with just the giant arm.
Just works out one side.
Just work out one side of the body for the...
Wait, is that true?
Yeah. No.
I've never seen that movie.
It's a character in the movie.
I understand that, but there's a character in a movie, and all he does is work out one side of his body?
Yeah, but then it comes into play during the very nifty M. Night Shyamalan ending,
but what
where
is
they
this?
Only need one side of his body.
What is the shtick? Like
the
that's not a,
just works one. He just does curls.
He just does curls with one arm.
But this is not a comedy, right?
I think maybe his other arm was hurt. I really do. I think
okay,
maybe his
well,
other
that, okay,
arm was
that's
hurt.
Fine. That makes far.
I think his other arm was
makes
hurt.
So much more sense.
Well, let's look that up because I remember this movie being really silly and dumb. And part of this is the fact that there's a guy who just worked out one arm.
Because that's absurd. That can't be real.
Well, again.
Look, this is just a little too deep. We'll research.
Okay.
Now,
Mike,
so
do you have a contribution?
The problem is 12 months. I mean, you have to decide which way are you going. Are you going lean or are you going bulky?
Bautista.
Yeah, like it's because clearly any feller of our age group, I mean, Ryan Reynolds notwithstanding, that's a good pick. But any guy our age, that means that at some point they probably saw the movie Fight Club. And Brad Pitt in Fight Club.
Good answer.
It's impossible. Like, it is an unattainable goal to hope that you can actually look like Brad Pitt in Fight Club. And I've heard celebrities talk about how they went to their trainers and say, I want to look like Brad Pitt from Fight Club. And they essentially said, it's not going to happen.
I want $1 trillion. Your turn. I mean.
Because if you're going lean, that's how you go.
Yeah.
If you're going big, I mean, if you're going big, I'm not a, like, Arnold big. I've never wanted to be that.
The Rock big.
Yeah. John Cena.
I've never wanted to be that huge where all of a sudden your head just. Like, the proportion of your body to your head, things just start looking a little sideways. But you could go with Hemsworth as Thor.
Ooh.
Like,
that's not bad.
That's a good amount of buff.
Now and then, he pushes that limit.
Of too much?
I mean, I've seen some pictures, I think, for this upcoming Thor.
Oh, is he super jacked?
He is.
Oh,
I was like, is this not, yeah, it's not bad Thor. This is, I think they mixed up the role. I think he thinks he's playing Hulk. Because he looked like a giant.
Matt from the website, is it okay to roll up the sleeves of your dress shirt at a job interview?
Oh, are you kidding me?
Now, are we talking just like the...
It's not 1944. You can roll up your sleeves.
You should roll up your sleeves.
Hold on. Okay, wait, in my head, I think I'm thinking something different than you guys. Are you talking long sleeve?
Oh, yes, we are talking long sleeve. If it's a short sleeve button
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah, what was the actual question in your mind, Al?
I was thinking long sleeves.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was thinking,
then
too.
Then, of course, easily.
Now, if you're rolling up a short sleeve to be like a fake tank top, you got a problem.
Well,
it's 1920s and you got a pack of cigarettes up in there. You know, like
you can't go fake tank top. But, like, I have some other shirts where the sleeves are just too long. Like they go down to like my elbow.
Like
so
one
I
of those
got
baseball t-shirt type.
Yeah, sort of. No. It's not a 3/4, but it's just these shirts happen to have long sleeves and they're too long. Mm-hmm. So I have to roll them up.
I wouldn't wear it to the interview. I mean, let me ask you this, Mike. Do you really like those shirts or do you feel like these shirts going to have dumb sleeves?
Well, I like them, but they have dumb sleeves. It's a combination. I need a tailor. Can you bring a t-shirt into a tailor and say, I need these sleeves hemmed up?
Okay, new great question. I've got a body problem right now. I have looked for like
a Can you wear a parka to an interview?
I've looked for like a tailor for t-shirts because I think that would be great to get a t-shirt that comfortably fits. And I've got a unique body size, which is is got the got
you're
the
running
belly.
Into the tailor t-shirt part of life.
This is my world. So if anybody out there knows a good tailored t-shirt company, let me know.
This is the same as the blood test coming back positive. We don't want to give you this information.
Yeah, I know, because then I don't fix anything, but I'll bet it'd be comfy. Taylor t-shirt.
Could you add a little something in the belly area for this t-shirt?
It's always tight around the belly, so if you could fix that. If I had Taylor t-shirts, I'd wear the t-shirt to an interview. I'd say, look how good I look
and you'd
in
say,
this t-shirt.
Would you mention it's Taylor?
Yo, for sure. I'm not wearing a Taylor t-shirt.
It's Taylor.
In the words of Job, I'd be, this is a $100 shirt. Come on.
I see you noticing my t-shirts.
I had the belly taken out a little bit.
Yes, exactly. Can you take this out, sir? I only take things in.
I got to let the button breathe.
Oh, my goodness.
But to dial back to, I mean, I'm sure that, who asked this question?
You can roll your sleeves up. Just nail the interview.
Matt from the website. Yes, a long sleeve button-up t-shirt with sleeves rolled says, I am taking this interview serious, but I'm confident about myself, and I'm here to party.
And I say I like to party. If you're going to a place and they like, we would have hired you, but you rolled up your sleeves. You don't want to work there.
All right, one more. Moochie from the website. I have a sister-in-law who is very frugal and very vocal about how much she saves on everything. And one of those things are subscription services.
The
problem is she is constantly asking to use our logins. And when I asked my wife if maybe we could just split it with her so we can both save, she says we can't ask her to do that because we would already be purchasing the subscription anyways. Am I wrong in wanting to go halvesies with us?
This is great.
Now, real quick, before we dive into this great question, is it a coincidence that he's worried about asking for money from the sister, and this is coming in from Moochie from the website?
There is not a coincidence.
Is there a nickname problem here? Because this guy's used to getting a little from
here,
you.
This is immediately where my brain goes. Okay, if I have a family member, and I know that things are their life situation is, it would be tough for them to have all the subscriptions. Which, again, we. Remember at the top of the show, I was saying, people, we think we want everything and we think we know what we want. And you're like, I don't want to pay for cable. I want to pay for just the channels I want. And now we have to subscribe to 80,000 different platforms. What we are at our own demise here. We have no one else to blame but ourselves for the situation. But if I know they're in a situation where they cannot subscribe to 80,000 platforms, and I want to lend a hand, and they want to moochie off of that password, that's fine. But if you come to me and you are bragging about how much money you save and how frugal and the like, oh, I did this. I'm so incredible at saving money. Look how great I am. And you're mooching off of my back? That password is changed immediately. And then I cannot wait for that moment. When someone gets the text message saying, hey, I tried to log in. Something's wrong. I can't get
in. It's hard, though.
The free trial expired. I mean, this is a great.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, you just let him know, dude. I'm so happy you were using this with.
What is it? Your free trial?
Yeah, your free trial has expired. Now the rates are still great savings. You're saving 50% after the free trial. Yeah, you could split this, but you want to give them the taste. I would offer it for free for first, and then and then yank that rug out about 30 days in.
Send an invoice. Yes. From Moochie.
Look, you can save way more if you package multiple subscriptions.
That's right. That's right. If you want Apple Plus and Netflix and Hulu, I'll give you a 60% discount.
They're doing some stuff to try to eliminate that even more, aren't they?
The password sharing?
Didn't Netflix do some stuff there? I think that they were...
I think it's happening.
Yeah.
They encouraged it at the beginning. Because they were like Jason, they just wanted to get a taste.
Mm-hmm. Pulling that rug.
Shall we draft?
Yes.
The Spitballers Draft.
Well, we've done the Major League Baseball, National Basketball Association, and National Football League mascot drafts. And here we are circling around to the NHL. So we are drafting.
Yeah, go ahead, Jason.
It's a stupid name. The NHL should not be the NHL. It should be the IHL, because I was realizing as I was looking through this that it's called the National Hockey League, and it is 100% not national. It is
I wouldn't say it's 100% not national.
What do you mean it's not?
Most teams are from the United States.
They have a team literally called the Canadians.
Right.
Now, at what point?
Well, I'm just saying, I thought you meant 100% proportion or something.
But isn't this binary? Like... the second you start including a different nation,
I don't know.
I think now you're international.
I think Andy has a point here, because I'm thinking about the National Basketball Association. They got the Toronto Raptors. I don't have beef with the – it shouldn't be the IBA.
No.
That would be like – isn't that –
Irritable
when,
Bowel?
Yes, exactly. That's the Irritable Bowel Association.
I am a member of the Irritable Bowel Association.
But
I'm on the board.
How many teams are Canadian in hockey? Do you know, Andy? I know
not
you,
at the top of my – I mean, probably six or seven.
Yeah, it's too many.
It's seven.
That's a quarter of the league.
Is it?
I have it in front of me, so
oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah, six or seven. There
yeah,
you go.
That's the International Hockey League. So we'll be drafting IHL mascots today.
There are a lot of them.
In a battle royale to the death.
Yeah, there's a battle royale, so we're back into the Coliseum, right? Now, unfortunately, when I was browsing these team names, there were a lot that I thought would do very well in a water situation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's concerning. But, Mike, you get to pick first.
Not only do we have a problem with the water situation, a lot of these are like, if these are not physical things, these are very ethereal. These are concepts.
I like the selection, but I'd like this Coliseum to be half water, half earth. Frankly,
fantastic.
It's right on the coast.
No,
are you in?
Yes.
Oh no.
Thank you so
you
much.
You just gave him the 101.
Thank you so much for adjusting the parameters of this fight, because we're on the coast. Perfect. My first pick will now never, ever lose power because I will be taking the Carolina Hurricanes.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
You needed – that would have been one where – I think they're the 101 because the Hurricane's kind of a big deal. And,
I would say they're – up there, but I will not succumb to a hurricane.
Not
when I am a mythical sea monster used to living in the wild tides of the ocean, and I create the hurricanes. I'm a Kraken.
It was my second pick.
I was hoping that somehow you guys missed the Seattle Kraken being one of the NHL teams.
Not this crack staff over here. We're up to date on our
Mr.
energy.
Mr. Hawaii Volcanoes over there. Yeah, I was hoping that would be my sneaky final pick, and that's actually why I baited the Coastal Coliseum, and now it has come back to bite me.
Well, yeah, now you're fighting a Kraken and a Hurricane.
Yeah, good luck.
Well, this stinks. I'm on the coast, right? And I've got a Kraken, and I need.
You don't have a Kraken.
Well, no, I've got a Kraken
You've
to deal with.
You've got a Kraken.
With.
Yeah.
And
nice.
I guess I'm going to have to deal with it with some sharks. Okay. So, I mean, the plurality of sharks against the Kraken is all I can hope
for.
So
all we got to do is just stay on the coast side of the Coliseum.
Yeah, I mean, there's something to be said about surviving on the land side.
Now, it was a bold choice by Seattle that they didn't go plural. They're just like,
there's only one Kraken.
Is there?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the plural of Kraken? Kraken?
Oh.
Because there's a lot. There are. Why am I asking that question?
Is this a moose situation?
It could be.
A fish?
What is the plural of Kraken?
How is it not?
It's got to be Kraken.
It's Krakens.
No. Okay.
Or Kraken. Okay, both work. So this could very, very well be. I've got tons of Kraken out there.
So I'll go Sharks.
Okay.
And then this is really hard because everything you guys have drafted thus far, I can't counterpunch on land. Because you're not on land. You're a storm.
Yeah,
you're a Kraken.
Try and punch my storm.
And then I've got some sharks. And so nobody's on land. So I feel like if I put something on land, there's going to be an issue. So I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm staying in the air with the Lightning.
Oh. Ooh.
I'm going with the Lightning.
I was hoping the combo. I was just going to be.
No, your Hurricane has got no Lightning in it whatsoever.
That's right. I got wind.
All right. Okay. I'll tell you what. I am going to also stay off the land. I want to just simply be dropping bombs. I can fly over the clouds, over the lightning, over the hurricane, and I will take the Jets. Winnipeg Jets.
Yeah. You almost said the New York Jets.
Yes.
I was thinking you'd avoid that. Because of the hurricane.
Yeah, so
and the lightning.
Your jets are flying into the hurricane.
Over.
He thinks he's going up above.
Oh, you're going over it.
Over the hurricane.
Does that mean you're over the lightning as well?
Yo, for sure.
Mm.
I know I can get over the lightning.
Mm.
Not positive Googling about the hurricane. Can you fly over a hurricane?
All right, you look that up.
Mike, you've got a couple of picks.
I know
are you going to be the first land creature?
I know my first pick.
Yeah, I'm back, baby.
You can fly over
it
one?
It is possible to overfly.
I love the way his Google searches always end up, no, yes.
Yeah, and it seems obvious now that you can fly over a hurricane. But
yeah, try being accurate with your bomb drops through a hurricane.
Oh, they're heat-seeking missiles, man.
So my first of my back-to-back picks, we're going to go. We got to get biblical on these people.
Oh, no.
And
in
the Bible, there's just one. But in this.
But in New Jersey. But in New Jersey, it's plural.
In New Jersey, there are many. So I will be taking the devils. I'm not sure of their powers in this particular.
When you're fighting a Kraken, it's good to have a mythical creature.
So I will take the devils.
Dang it.
In the Bible, there's one. In New Jersey, it's plural. That is fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, was that your first or your second
pick? That was my first.
Oh, so you've got the Hurricanes and the devils?
All right. That is correct.
Is the hurricane going to hurt everybody, including your own team?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're wrecking everything?
We could have just ended the match.
Yeah, I don't
Everyone
know how
has
to
died
stop
in a
the
hurricane.
We just got to wait it out, right? That's like the only way.
You need some salt.
Oh, that's just pour some salt on it.
And then for my other one, I feel like, this is almost like a combo. So I'm taking my New Jersey Devils, and I'm magnifying their power. This is, it's just going to be real strong, but I'm taking the Calgary Flames, baby.
I was worried about, I wanted to take the Flames, but I was afraid I'd give you superpowers.
The problem is, with the Flames, is you've got.
You do have the water right
there.
You've
got the Hurricane putting out the Flames.
No, you not these Flames. Not these devil-powered Flames.
All right.
Good luck.
Mike's got his devil flames. You're up.
Okay. So now I feel like we're getting to a little bit
We're in the nitty gritty now.
A dicey situation where we've really avoided land for the most part. I mean, I don't know the rules on devils here, but there's not
water devils.
Not a lot of things.
Can the devils swim?
What's the Westchester water devils?
You're just drafting who to die now.
Ooh. No, give me a break. My Kraken and my Jets. This is a
No, now.
Well, now I will draft my distraction. You'll be fighting them.
That's what I
You'll be fighting them on the ground while I sacrifice them with my with my missiles. Say sorry, Predators. You did good,
okay.
But I am going to take the Nashville Predators, the only hockey team I have ever seen in person. I guess that's not true because they were playing a game, so they had to be playing another team, right? Just by the law of NHL. What team were they playing? Do you remember either of you? You guys were with
I don't remember.
No, I don't.
Right, so I really only saw one.
The only team.
So still the only team that I have seen in person, the Nashville Predators.
Which, I mean, is the Predators, I mean, this could be a whole gamut.
Oh, I hope so.
I mean, you've got raccoons.
Wait, I mean, the whole...
What, Jack and Trash? Is Trash prey now?
I guess they're not predators, are
Does
they?
Does that mean I get humans? I mean,
the apex predators.
All right, so look, we've been in the water quite a bit. There's predators. They're just roaming the land with the devils.
They're spiraling in the air.
And look, I'm going to move from the terrestrial to the celestial.
Okay.
And I'm not sure what the value is going to be, but I got more than one of them. I've got the Stars. I'm going with the Dallas Stars.
Okay. Okay.
So I think they could be falling.
Super far away.
Yeah, they're very, very far
away. No,
no,
no. These are falling.
They're not the Shooting Stars.
They're not?
Are they the Shooting
Well, they're washing out that hurricane.
No, they're just lighting the way.
I see the twinkle.
Wait a minute.
I see the twinkle up in the sky.
This is just for aesthetics?
Yeah, oh, it's great. It looks beautiful. It's a nighttime fight.
I mean, if you could see through my clouds.
I imagine.
Right,
that's
true.
Like
the hurricane completely blocks out these stars.
That's like you saying the Kraken's over there. It doesn't get to come and be in here. The Stars are there.
The Stars are there.
The Stars are there. I could see them clear as
I'm
night.
Wondering if I need to pivot to like
now are these,
Stars of Broadway.
Are these like Hollywood stars?
Oh, I might have to
get
pivot.
Ryan Reynolds, man. Dude's jacked. He is ready for a fight.
And everything comes back to Ryan Reynolds.
That's right.
Well, shoot. I'm going to have to stick with it. And then my final pick. Man. Some difficult choices here.
Yes.
And it's hard after what you guys have selected to feel like I am picking something good.
I like hearing that.
Am I allowed to take back the Stars?
Yeah, let's move forward, man.
All right.
You can make a wish on them, though.
Oh,
they're yours.
Ooh, okay.
So we'll allow it.
Well, I have to get Royal.
Get Jiminy Cricket in here.
Oh,
you got yourself a team.
I'm going to have to get Royal here, and so I will go with the Knights. I will bring the Knights
yes,
in.
Yes, okay, okay.
They're wearing armor. I could have gone Kings, but it's like the Kings don't fight all the time. The Knights are fighting.
King never fights.
No, the King's just like chilling.
Yeah, I know, Mike, you still could pick. I'm going to say one that I'm not drafting ahead of yours.
Okay.
I don't think you'll take it, but similar to the Kings, I was like, Senators cause a lot of war, so
oh my gosh.
Maybe I could take
Ottawa.
But instead, and I'm very happy this one came back to me because I know Mike would take it. I'm pretty confident he likes the hurricane-esque, the flame, you know, the things that you can't really necessarily kill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take the Avalanche.
Oh!
Okay, I'm going to take the Avalanche.
Oh,
and just
that's such a great thing with the fire!
Cover this up, I don't know how you beat an avalanche, similar to I don't know how you beat a hurricane.
Well, the avalanche only has one shot, though. I mean, if you climb out of it, it's over. You don't get unlimited avalanche. You get one big avalanche.
That's fair. It's
We're going
huge,
back up.
Huge
but the
avalanche.
Flames are probably gone at this point.
Yeah. Try to keep a.
You may impede your Kraken from getting to land, though.
Oh, Kraken is gigantic. He would climb that avalanche.
How big is a Kraken?
He's got to be.
He has no idea.
3 miles wide. He's that big.
All right, Mike, you are our final pick today.
All right. So there's two I'm looking at. One is really silly.
Oh, no.
Oh, and I don't know if I want to be
silly.
That be that silly. No, I'll save that pick for the ending here. And look, when there's a bunch of high speed winds, you're talking, these are hurricane force winds, you know, very dangerous. Objects are just flying through the air. What if there was a bunch of buffalo sabers just flying through the air at random.
You want to know what's funny? Is
just taking people just out.
Tons. So you're just a chaos.
There's just a bunch of swords flying,
swirling in the air.
Yes.
What's funny is the Buffalo Sabres and the Buffalo Bills, both of them come from a city. The city name is Buffalo.
Right.
But don't both of them use buffaloes
yes.
in their logos?
Yes, they
have
do.
Buffaloes in the logos, but buffaloes aren't the mascot. So
right.
So you don't get the buffaloes.
So what? They're ashamed up there. They're ashamed of their team names.
I guess
I,
so.
Yeah, I mean,
swords and what was Bill
well,
again?
Otherwise,
Barbershop
but,
Quartet?
But then it would have to be the Buffalo Buffalo, which...
Ooh, Buffalo Buffaloes?
Buffalo Buffalo.
What was the funny one, Mike, that you wanted to say? Because we're done now. I have the Sharks, Lightning, Stars, and Knights.
So,
Jason has Kraken, Jets, Predators, Avalanche.
I thought about if my team was trending in a bad direction and I really just I had to protect myself and I had no other way to do it. I thought, how else am I going to do this if other than making everybody else really, really sad? And I just draft the St. Louis Blues.
Oh, my gosh. That's
oh,
funny.
And I get my man BB King out there just making everyone feel really bad about their life situation.
There was something funny in my head about drafting the Penguins and having them just waddle out onto the Coliseum and look around and be like,
they could handle the Avalanche.
The Avalanche would work well.
Yeah. They'd turn it into a slide. Be like, look at me.
What did we learn today?
Well, let's conclude this episode. I learned that Jason has sought out the professional services of a t-shirt tailor.
That's true. I know what Mike has learned. Mike has learned that Hollywood is not.
Yeah. I don't think I actually learned that or not, but I learned about space toilets.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I also learned
just took the Dyson up right to the rectum.
I learned that for some reason we put poop on the moon instead of into outer space.
You got to balance the weight, man. They had to put space rocks in, so we needed to put our
yeah,
rocks.
That was a race.
That's what causes the moon to hit us, is the extra weight.
Something to think about for next time. Take care, everybody.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.